For law enforcement, facial recognition technology can be a powerful tool that can lead to faster arrests. But critics of facial recognition are concerned about its accuracy and potential misuse. As Milwaukee police and the Milwaukee County Sheriff explore adopting the technology, some are questioning it. WUWM's Eddie Morales has the story.
The Milwaukee Police Department and Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office are considering using facial recognition technology, or FRT, to identify and arrest suspects with more efficiency. Phil Simmert is the commander of the Fusion Division at the Milwaukee Police Department. At a Milwaukee Equal Rights Commission meeting last month, he explained why MPD wants to contract with a company called Biometrica.
They don't touch the data. They don't store the data. Once it goes into their system and gets transferred, it doesn't get shared. We intentionally chose this company because there are facial recognition companies that literally will take faces from an iPhone and they will purchase public data. We were intentional that we don't want to be in that business. The only data that we are giving them are jail records.
In exchange for two Biometrica licenses, MPD would provide the company jail records, including 2.5 million booking photos. That raises questions for Amanda Merkway, the advocacy director at the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin. Merkway says she's curious about how Biometrica profits off of jail data. One of the company's products, called eMotive, serves as a database for employers to receive real-time alerts if one of their employees is arrested. Biometrica bills itself as a data organization rather than a biometrics provider. The company says it uses a third-party facial recognition service to match images.
Any statement from the company that I've read has actually, you know, raised more questions for me. Because also it's like, okay, it's not your algorithm. Well, whose third-party algorithm is it? And would that be disclosed if someone's in a case and wants to challenge the accuracy? And, you know, who are we supposed to cross-examine about the accuracy of that? Nobody? A robot? Like, I don't know.
Merkway and community critics of FRT are also concerned about the accuracy of the software. While the technology has led to successful arrests, it has also led to wrongful ones across the country. Studies have shown that people of color and other marginalized communities are disproportionately misidentified up to 100 times more than white men. That's why MPD says facial recognition matches are only intended as a starting point to identify leads. MPD's Major Crimes Division Chief, David Anderson, gave an example at the commission meeting. He recounted how MPD officers using a neighboring jurisdiction's FRT correctly identified a robbery suspect, even though the suspect was not the most likely match using facial recognition.
But our detectives did work on all those individuals and were able to find that one of the individual ended up being was on probation parole, and the probation parole agent still was showing that they identified him as a suspect.
MPD Chief of Staff Heather Huff said measures would be written into the department's standard procedures to avoid wrongful arrests.
So it is not enough for probable cause or even reasonable suspicion to stop and ask somebody questions if they're a potential match on facial recognition.
But for the ACLU's Merkway, policies aren't enough to mitigate misuse.
Even in jurisdictions where there is a policy in place governing how FRT is used, there are still significant problems with police omitting material information about FRT use in criminal cases. So they don't include or mention that FRT is used in search or arrest warrant applications to judges, or they kind of downplay the unreliability of that technology.
After hearing concerns from the community, the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution for the Sheriff's Office to create a plan with community stakeholders to regulate facial recognition technology. A recommendation must be submitted to the board before May next year. Eddie Morales, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.